This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
You have had a mimosa with grape juice?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Purple grape juice.
Yeah, it tastes kind of like the Welch's sparkling grape juice.
Oh, that's like, not bad.
Yeah. That's my favorite drink of all time.
I think this is great time to bring up the whole adults being picky eaters.
Oh, yeah.
That is a child's drink.
I would let you have... Listen to me. If we're ever somewhere and you order that, I will forbid it.
I didn't realize it was
100%. You may have that if they have the Welch's, what is it, the white. There is a Welch's white grape juice.
No. It's got to be the purple one.
Yeah, purple.
The manufacturers of the bubbles are screaming at the top of their lungs, please, for the love of God, why don't you put Coke in it?
Oh, that sounds good, too.
I didn't know you could.
Let's do that one now, too.
Am I alone? My incredulity to this whole...
I am with you.
I did not know this would be so shocking. I thought you could put any juice with champagne, and it was a...
Who raised you? What?
I was raised on a grape farm. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to let that go. But let's talk about the picky eater thing. As long as I'm already...
Well, sometimes a grape cranberry is good, too.
Oh, I do love that.
Okay.
Nobody is drinking it with their sparkling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sunny D with...
Oh, God. Dang.
There's a lot of different things you can put in bubbles, like the splash of pineapple, like Amber's, like that's 100%. Mango, guava is the bomb.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
It's so good. If you go to the right brunch, they just have them all sitting on the table.
Oh, you get to do which
like,
one you
bop,
want.
Bop, whichever one you want.
Oh, that's fun.
And then you can go to the next level if you really want. You go Bellini is better.
Oh, yes. Or a little Chambord in there.
Mm.
Yum.
Okay, what are those two things then?
So Bellini is not juice. It's more like fruit. But pressed fruit.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Like crushed
peaches.
Yes, and you just drop that. And
that's
so there's
not
like
bad.
A little jam, but it's just releasing the peachiness. And it's so much more. Peaches are good.
Oh, yeah. I love Bellinis.
Oh.
That sounds good.
What are we doing here? Applejack, drop some stuff off. Like, right. Chambord. I've never done.
You haven't?
No, I've never put more booze in it.
It's so good.
What's Chambord?
It's like a raspberry
raspberry liqueur.
And it's in a fun bottle.
It is kind of like thicker,
I think. It's very syrupy.
Yeah.
Oh.
You make a top shelf margarita if you want it. Like, you can sometimes see. This is difficult for me to say right now, and I'm going to only look this direction so I can't see T-Hack, but it looks a little like grape juice.
Oh, that's good. That's the bet. Don't you like that grape juice?
I would just do regular grape juice.
Yeah, we should just do regular. Let's do that
you
one.
You destroyed my argument just now by putting something, but it's more raspberry.
Okay.
And it has more booze in it.
Yeah, oh, there we
win-win.
Go.
Mm.
Yes. Good for you.
I haven't done it yet, but I'm probably going to do it before I leave here. If Applejack comes through for me. Are you a cava, a prosecco? What are you?
Oh, man. Prosecco.
Yeah.
Although, it's tough. Because it can't be too sweet, because then it's like immediate hangover.
Uh-huh. The problem that I have is, I have friends who make too much money. and then they buy nice bubbles. Like, I've been at a friend's house and like, pop a Vouv and like, make a mimosa. And I'm like, I'll shoot people you care about.
You don't. Yeah.
You don't. You're drinking the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, put juice in, like,
crappy
La Marca, with all due respect.
Well,
yeah, that's what it's for. Like, you're, yes.
To disguise that nasty taste. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but the good stuff doesn't give you the hangover.
Truth. But you just, we can't, like, on your 14th glass, you can no longer drink Vouv. That's why you got to find the bottomless mimosa place and just hit it. But you got to find the right place that has the right servers, because some people don't understand that bottomless to me means something totally different than it means to T-Hack.
By my 14th, it's just plain grape juice.
But I'm like, no, I'm all gas, no stop. Mm. Anyway, to what Amber started to say, I want to, there's a story out that's basically adult picky eaters are insufferable and deserve public scorn and shaming.
Hey, first of all, this guy can F off. How is my eating habits affecting him? Absolutely not.
I agree.
Yeah. So F off.
I agree.
Oh, are we shocked?
The two people who eat like 12-year-olds who put grape juice in their expensive stuff.
I'm not hurting anybody.
They're just saying, you
don't waste your food. I mean, picky. I'm throwing my food away. That's kind of his point. He got a little line in there about that, but
I get the not wasting food argument, but I've completely internalized me being a picky eater. If I go somewhere and there's nothing for me, that's on me. And I don't complain. I've gone to dinners where they've cooked the dinner and there's nothing that I can eat, and that's on me. And it's on me to either choke it down or come up with an excuse or whatever. But I don't get why other people think it's like, I also need to be shamed on top of that.
I'm with you.
I don't want to shame you, but I feel bad. I want your taste buds, your palate to grow and try these new things that. Mm-hmm.
And that's cool, but don't we have enough shaming going on with other stuff? Now we're doing it with.
Okay, so you're going to win the argument with that. I would definitely. I'm taking your side when you say that, because I don't. But I do like I. You, Steve, and T-Hack don't do the thing that some other picky eaters do, where you. I've been around picky eaters who don't internalize it. So they go there and they're like, oh, I see you have this on the menu. Can you remove that and put this and put this over there and put that on that and this? And it's like, dude, no. As long as if you're willing to just take what you get and flick the mushrooms off of it, I'm a little better with you. But all us people who are brave want you to do, and my evidence is, I've watched you do it, and it changed who you are. We were at sushi places, and you'd sit there, and it's like, here comes a sushi roll, and I ordered one with, like, shrimp tempura inside, because I'm like, he'll want it fried. And it's like, yay, but it had sliced mango on top, or avocado, and you're, like, flicking it off, and I'm like, just put one in your mouth with it. You have to do it one time.
When you explained that to me, and I trusted you on that. Yeah, actually, you did conform my life when it came to
it,
that part of my diet. Yeah.
It changes.
It
exactly.
Does.
It's just like painful to know that there's so much good food out there that's good for you.
Yes.
And you're eating like
mac and cheese and dino chicken nuggets.
Yes.
That is literally what I had for dinner last night, which is so crazy. Are you like watching me?
Come over hanging out with me.
Oh my God. That is legit what we had. The gluten-free dino chicken nuggets.
They make gluten-free ones?
Yes!
Oh, I have to get some.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, come to our side.
I'm
everyone's leaving me. I'm alive. Come back.
I'm here for you. It's just some nights.
I'll bring the
like
grape juice.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.